Ordinance by the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, reference signs. I would make the comment while they're all coming up here that we're going to hear, I think, from Mr. Lank about planning and zoning's recommendation that they did last Thursday night, week of Thursday night. And then we let the record open for anyone to make public comment on their recommendations that was due by close of business Friday. We've got that in front of us this morning. Haven't had time to read it, obviously. So I am recommending what we do is that Mr. Lank report on the planning and zoning. We've got Mr. Hunt's letter, and we have a week to study that, and next Tuesday, we're prepared to make motions. I think we certainly want to give time to they took time to write the letter. We need to give it due time to read the letter, understand the letter, consider the letter, and then make sure we are on board with motions next Tuesday. So, Mr. Lank, please step right up here, buddy.
Yes, thank you. Under old business is an ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, Zoning, Article 21, relating to signs. What you received in your packet was a copy of the commission's minutes and record. You'll see that we gave a summation of the emails, et cetera, that we had received. Mr. Robertson made comments. Mr. Sharp came forward and gave comments in relationship to a PowerPoint display and the historic chart of changes in the ordinance. And that included approximately almost three pages. We then received comments from David Hutt on behalf of Morris James Wilson Haverbrook and Byard, LLP, and he was representing sign companies and developer groups and some realtors. And Mr. Hutt's red line version of the ordinance was then placed in the minutes based on the highlights that he referenced. We then heard comments from Bob McVeigh, Bill Lux, Ben Phillips, Jason Dean, Lynn Rogers, Charles Townsend, Paul Rigger gave some testimony on behalf of their individuals and as sign companies. And then the commission did, on September 8th, did defer action and noted that the ordinance amendment needs to be on the next regular agenda, which was the 22nd of September. On December 22nd, the commission discussed the ordinance under old business. Mr. Robertson advised the commission that James Sharp was present on behalf of the case for any questions. Mr. Robertson gave a summation of testimony based on what we heard previously. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, Zoning, Article 21, signed, subject to the following recommendations based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. You have that before you.
Correct.
You don't need me to read four pages.
That is correct. Thank you.
The final motion was by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Hudson, and carried with three votes to forward this ordinance amendment to the council with a recommendation that the ordinance amendment be approved with the recommended changes stated. Motion carried 3-0. Mr. Wheatley did not participate in the voting since he was not present during the public hearing on September 8th, 2016. And as you're aware, as stated earlier, Mr. Johnson had already resigned from the commission, or retired, whatever the right word is. So I would refer now to Mr. Sharp or Mr. Robertson, whoever wants to participate.
Thank you, Mr. Lang. Mr. President, I guess just three points I wanted to make note. As I understand, you all are going to be reviewing the comments, and Mr. Hutt did submit a letter that's fairly lengthy going through it, and I encourage you all to read if you have not already. One item I did want to point out that was a bit of a difference, you may recall that our public hearing before council, I believe Ben Phillips had come up and talked about some of the animation and the interpretation there of some of the standards that were in there. That presentation was something that was to that extent and that kind of level of clarity, I don't believe was presented at the commission level. So that's something just to keep in mind as you review the commission's recommendations. I also wanted to point out that there was, just advised Mr. Hutt of this, that there was something that I think I interpreted differently. The portion in there, he references non-conforming signs, and that if a sign was built after August 1st, it could then, you know, not be considered nonconforming if something later on came up. I don't believe that's how it reads, but I wanted to point that out to you, and if it's something we wanted to discuss more next week when we plan on diving into this a little more, I'd be happy to address it then. The other point that I did want to bring up, and just so that you're aware of this, and if it's something you'd like more information on, we can certainly get that. Did a little more research into animation and what is some model language on that in different zoning districts as far as timing, because one of the things that I believe you saw from the recommendations from planning and zoning was, and it was something that was raised in the alternate ordinance presented by Mr. Hutt, was the timing of on-premise and off-premise signs and when they would be transitioned out. We did find some timing on that, and looking at the model code, that was after our public hearing, so that may be something that's worth considering as well, and we'd be happy to present that to you also.
Sure. Well, obviously, I'm sure we're going to discuss animation next week, so if you had that information with you, that'd be great. Sure. If you want to send something to the council, an email or something,
I'd be happy to share that with you. It might spur some ideas.
Yeah. And did I read it right that the P&Z's recommendation was to eliminate the prohibition on animation? Mm-hmm. In other words, to permit it, right?
Correct. There's a general prohibition in the general part, and that was to be removed. And I think part of there was some confusion about clarity, and that was something that was raised at the council as well. There's a couple different ways that could be addressed. One could be leaving it in there and except as otherwise permitted, thereby making it kind of a prohibition unless we are specifically permitting it elsewhere in the code, which there is a provision that does allow for some level of animation, just how much and how little is something for you all to determine.
Yeah, because then I read as part of the recommendation, it was animation they wanted to permit, would be permitted with some exceptions. I mean, does anybody... Were there any examples given of those? What would be an exception of?
Well, I mean, anytime you had those fading, dissolving, you know, those window shade movements, those are technically animation. So it's just a level. It's a degree of animation and where and when and on what type of sign that would be allowed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I was pretty disappointed in some of planning and zoning's changes. I just thought that we'd made so much progress on. In some of these areas, and they've just gone, you know, reversed back for some reason. And I was also concerned there's only three of them there, so that, you know, a debate with only three people sometimes are on the same page isn't real stimulating. It's nice to have a debate when you have opposing views, because sometimes you do glean good information from people who have a different opinion that you have. So, I just think that. We started out, had some good regs in here, good restrictions, not outlawing anything, permitting, still permitting everything, except restricting it a little bit for good reasons. And anyway, we'll talk about it more next week.
So next week should be good discussion.
So would it be appropriate to ask a question?
Pardon me?
Would it be appropriate now to ask?
Yes, ma'am.
The Planning and Zoning Commission, I believe, referred to setbacks. And what we have proposed, but they wanted to reduce the amount of footage in setbacks. And they referred to what the state does. I'm wondering, what kind of a setback does the state have for its own signs, and how could we keep our signs separate? Do you know what I'm saying?
You mean for state-owned, you know, stop signs, right-hand turns?
I want to know... I'm considering whether we should shorten up our setback. Would it get close to where the state signs are? Because if you look down the road, you see state signs, a lot of them. And if you put I just think we should have more separation. But I need more information.
Well, I know the one thing that we have in our current code is mm-hmm. 25 feet.
Right.
And what has proposed in the ordinance is to increase that to 40 feet. So
exactly.
There's a greater distance from off-premise signs to the road.
All right.
And what has been recommended is that actually be reduced to 25 feet.
Well, so I'm worried about that.
Back to what we were before.
Yeah.
I know we've had a lot of testimony as far as what's appropriate and what isn't, mm-hmm. but I think really the two choices is it bigger or do we keep it the same is what we're hearing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Question to council?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Arnett?
Just to reaffirm, our moratorium deadline is...
Next Tuesday, close of business.
Yes. And just as a matter of caution, it'd probably be a good idea to have that brought back up just to be careful in case for some reason had to be continued. Maybe have that on the agenda next week as well.
I'm sure it can be worded that way or something. So in case something does where we can't decide on something. I mean, I think the hope would be we've got a proposed ordinance, and there have been some X number of recommended changes to it. We should address those one at a time, I would hope, and vote on them one at a time. And then we end up with a finished document as amended. Now, if there's something we can't agree on or reach whatever, that'll be a different story. But
the universe of things that are proposed changes is much smaller than last time.
Yeah, I understand it is. It's all like six or eight things, I think. So it should be, yeah.
And on definitions, Mr. President, yes, if we bring up, in the conversation next week, and there is maybe a consensus that there isn't a clear definition of something, if we need a definition, is clarifying something, Everett, would we have to expand things or extend things, or is that something can be done after the fact? Because take, for instance, we have the on-premise signs, and there is something in there about the about abandonment. It would be abandoned if it was deemed that there was not an ongoing business. What would define an ongoing business? Just have a business license in an empty building?
Well, the way the short title is drafted, obviously it would permit certain amendments to the code or to the proposed ordinance. So if you knew the proposed amendment that you would like to make and have that voted on separately as an amendment to the proposed ordinance, we could do that, just like we're going to have other amendments.
Well, if I asked a question of the planning and zoning's recommendations, it was about abandonment, and it had something to do with ongoing businesses. If I said, what is the county definition of an ongoing business? So if an inspector goes out for some reason and comes across, this issue of possibility of an abandonment and the
it would be off-premise.
Yeah, how would they determine, who determines, or what is the definition of an ongoing business?
Well, I know that's language that we have put in there, because I don't believe it. At one point, it was inserted in there. I don't believe that it was, because there was a question there about, when do we, how do we want to address that? We had a time limitation of 6 months, and then there's discussions about, business licenses incorporating that. And if I recall, we had a pretty lengthy discussion.
Well, I think we also talked about having like a billboard. If there's a question about a billboard being abandoned, I think we talked about as long as it's got a valid permit, maybe that was the thing. Again, with the definition of ongoing business, we have an inspector goes out. Who does he come back and ask, planning and zoning director, say, is this an ongoing business, and do we do it a case-by-case basis, or is there a definition that we could come up with?
There is a possibility of coming up with a definition.
Well, I'd just like to alert you to then, maybe that's something, I was just, as I skimmed through this, there may be more, but during the week as we look this over,
sure.
I guess, should we feed our questions to Todd, and then Todd determines where, because I don't think we all want to be calling each attorney three times.
Right. It would be, if you're shooting some questions, when you send them to Todd, possibly copy Mr. Sharp on those so that he would have an opportunity to look at those as well.
The definition, I think Mr. Rieger brought up about a farm. Or, there's a state definition, there's a county definition. Can we insert a definition of a farm and how it applies to signage? And maybe, Janelle, as you look through this, you can maybe recall some of the definition concerns through it, that maybe you might be proactive and let's just try to clarify this.
One thing to also remember, Mr. Cole, any of the definitions that we're doing as part of this are only going to pertain to the sign part.
That's okay.
So if there's, we do have a whole section mm-hmm. of definitions just as a general definitional right. section for the entire zoning ordinance.
Right.
Well, this maybe with signs, that's fine. I don't have any problem with that. If that's mm-hmm. the recommendation from the staff that we should look in, when it comes to signage, now maybe when you look at other areas of our code, you know, we can look at different definitions for, say, farm is an example. And there was another one I written down here. Just on the thing about animated signs, and it says with some exceptions, somebody's got to. In other words, the planning zoning is recommended. Sounds to me like the prohibition should be eliminated, and animation should be permitted with some exceptions, unless that's clearly defined. I know the courts look at, you know, laws. If it's not really specified, it's okay. So. There's something with some exceptions. What the heck does that mean?
I think and again, that was in a motion. It okay. wasn't necessarily as firm as far as some of the verbiage, which I would anticipate in our motion would be a little clearer. But the issue there that they had, again, Planning Zone didn't hear the same record that you all heard. I think when they say with some exceptions, that means there's going to be areas where it's not permitted. And that's what it's a different way of looking at it.
Okay.
Rather than saying we're not allowing it with some exceptions, they're saying we're allowing it with some exceptions.
And I think another area, and again, I'm just maybe being proactive, is on the variance issue. I think there's been a consensus at times, sometimes there's not a consensus, about when at one point it was like no variances, like the state of Delaware does, there's no variances permitted, this is the rules you follow. And then we started talking about some areas we should have variances, so if that could be really clearly stated, you know, when we start, so we know where we're a starting point, not just bouncing all off the walls. These are areas that the staff thinks is appropriate for maybe a variance. And maybe, I think, was it asked for also that, say, electronic messaging would not be permitted. You'd still have to have a special use exception to take a current static billboard and turn it into a electronic. Is that true? Or are all billboards eligible to become electronic messaging centers without any mm-hmm. Approval, because
they still have to go through a process for that.
So billboards are one thing. Then if you want to be electronic billboard, you still have to do a special correct. Exception for that.
Correct.
Okay. That's still in there. Okay. Just some of those things, just if we could just get them as clear as possible, so that if it gets adopted, we don't say, oh, well, you know, it's a gray area, or this is an area. Let's try to get rid of all gray areas.
Sure.
And the only comment back on planning and zoning is, we were trying to, when we looked at the pictures, when the staff brought us all this stuff, and we saw everything clumped together, from 25 feet to the roadway or whatever, you had the state, the on-premise, and the off-premise, all jammed in, and it looks like we all considered it. I think there was a consensus. It didn't look good. We thought it would be better to spread it out. I think our consultant showed us how you could tier it back, and it would be more pleasing to the eye, and et cetera. We've actually considered allowing them to go higher, you know, with that in mind. Now it looks like to me that the planning zoning says, let's go back to 25 feet and still let them go higher. So I was saying, go back, go higher. They want to leave right where they are and go higher. So we're getting even less restrictive all the time. So, you know, something to think about. I thought the concept that we were all moving to as a council was to spread it out. And with pictures of Coastal Highway along Rehoboth, it's a jumble of signs, and it's not very attractive. And we could bring some order to it. Not a ban them. This is not anti-signs, anti-billboards. They're all going to be permitted. And we got regulations. We got rules. We're just trying to make them make some sense. So, anyway, I just... concerned P&Z's, you know, I think, I don't know what happened there.
Any more questions?
Mr. Sharp
or Mrs. Deaver?
Yes, thank you. On the total prohibition, that could be worked out so that we would prohibit them unless otherwise permitted elsewhere. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now it says just they're prohibited. And
all right.
Frankly, even if you were to go with what we had initially proposed, it probably should say except as otherwise permitted to clear that up, because there is a portion where they would be permitted.
There's a portion where
yeah.
it's wide open.
Yeah.
My concern is that my constituents, they don't want any more signage at all. And I have a lot of complaints and just distaste for the electronic signs. And I also have witnessed the fact that as far as inspections and that type of thing, some of these electronic signs have a way of changing from one thing to another without our permission, and that's an enforcement problem. And some of them get brighter at certain hours when the county's closed. It's been a real enforcement problem. That's why I kind of favor the prohibition of electronic signs unless otherwise allowed, and specifically otherwise allowed. That's what I'm hearing from my people.
Any more questions, Mr. Sharp?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Arlett.
President, Mr. Sharp, this moratorium is over or currently is till the 11th, is that correct?
That's correct.
At midnight?
Yep. We'll close the, I think close the business.
Or close the business? Close the business. Yeah. Okay. How long have we been in a moratorium?
I believe it was September of last year.
So it's been now over a year. Is that correct?
At least a year.
I am prayerful that we can finally come to a resolution on 95% of this.
I agree with you.
And if there is a couple that we may have to revisit in the very near future, I'm hopeful that we can come to a complete consensus and resolution so we can allow that moratorium to be lifted. Don't hold up the whole enchilada for a bite or two, I guess as the old saying might go. So that would be just my thought. So thank you, sir.
Good point. Anything else?
I guess I have a question.
Mrs. Deaver.
It seems like as soon as we started working on this, and maybe it's my imagination, but I saw a whole lot of new signs I hadn't seen before. Do we have any pending violations as far as that's concerned?
That'd be a question for staff.
Well, actually, they could go, well, there's a moratorium, so.
We have no pending applications that I'm aware of.
No pending applications.
For a billboard.
Mm-hmm.
The moratorium was only on billboards.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. So there hasn't been violation anywhere as far as, well, I think we had one that was too tall. We think we still do. But, okay, I'm just curious.
Anything else, Mr. Sharp? Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Council.
Thank you for your
Look
work.
Forward to seeing you next Tuesday morning.
And good luck.
Mr. Lank.
Mr. President, on the agenda, no, it's just a generic question. Next week, is this going to be under old business during the morning session, or are we going to save it for the afternoon?
It'll be old business in the morning session.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's where it has to be done every event. It's the way it's,
It's old traditionally, so it's got to be that way. Yeah. We could put it in the afternoon, but we typically deal with it in the morning.
Thank you.
I mean, I guess see, Mr. Lawson, what the agenda looks like.
Right.
It could certainly be
in the afternoon,
the last thing or whatever on the.
Correct.
I'll hold somebody else up, sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Your report on change of zone number 1802, followed by half of J.G. Townsend.